The history of rock and roll continues with Elvis, 1962.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't
help falling in love from the soundtrack of Blue Hawaii, the fastest-selling album of the year. And 1962 also brought another Elvis movie smash, Girls, Girls, Girls. And from that movie, this top 10 record.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such such zone. Return the sender. Return the sender. Return the sender.
Return to Sender from Elvis, 1962. Carl Perkins, who knew Presley from the early days at Sun Records, talked about Elvis.
He's to be respected in every way. I think he set an example that could be used by many today.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got one.
Oh, yes, you are, devil in disguise.
You fool me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. It's not the way you seem.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel,
but I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, oh yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil.
Like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, oh yes, yes, you are.
Devil in Disguise, Elvis Presley's biggest record of 1963. 2 years later, Elvis won a Grammy Award for his religious album, How Great Thou Art. We'll hear a million-selling single from that album next when we continue with Elvis. The history of rock and roll continues with Elvis.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple child, where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the church. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel. Get
get down on your knees and pray.
Knees and pray.
Then your burdens will be light. And you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
Crying in the Chapel from Elvis's religious album. This is the voice of Neil Sedaka.
His gospel records were really touching, and I admired the fact that he was able to reach his God and reach his religion through his music and art, which I think is a marvelous thing to be able to do.
2 years after Crying in the Chapel, Elvis Presley was married on May 1st, 1967. He and his wife Priscilla had a daughter, Lisa Marie, in 1968, but they divorced 5 years later. A year after his marriage, Elvis's career took a new turn when he signed for an NBC television special. Musical director Bones Howe.
Elvis is definitely the most exciting performer that's ever been. During the course of the TV special, we had one section where Elvis performed live in front of an audience in an arena. And he had the girls screaming and crying and everybody cheering for him just like he did in the old days. As part of this television special, we had a song written for Elvis, a song called If I Can Dream.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand. Tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why? Must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why. Oh, in a cloud with too much rain. We're trapped in a world that's troubled with pain. But as long as a man has the strength to dream, he can redeem. A trembling question. Still, I am sure that the answer's gonna come somehow out there in the dark.
If I Can Dream, from 1969, Elvis's first million-selling single in more than 3 years. A few months later, Elvis released a message song that few thought he'd ever dare record.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Now take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child. And his mama cried.
Elvis and In the Ghetto. It was a million seller in the summer of 1969. This is the voice of Glenn Campbell.
Elvis was a God-fearing person. That's what I liked about Elvis Presley, and that's what I appreciated about Elvis Presley, is that he was a nice human being. And I think a lot of people could take a lesson from Elvis from that point of view, as being a nice person.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out, because I love you too much, baby. Can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together with suspicious minds,
and we can build our dreams on suspicious.
Suspicious Minds, Elvis's first number one record in nearly 7 years. In the 70s, Elvis was to record more than 36 additional hits. In a career that spanned 3 decades, he earned more than 24 gold albums and 36 gold singles. Far more than anyone else in the history of rock and roll. The man once billed as a hillbilly cat talked about the music he helped create.
Do you feel that rock and roll, the popularity of rock and roll, will diminish in any way?
Well, that's hard to tell. The only thing I can say is I hope not.
If you think rock and roll won't diminish in popularity, what do you think sustains its popularity? What quality of it do you think makes it popular?
Well, sir, rock and roll has been around for many years. As far back as I can remember, it's been very big, although in the last 5 years it's gotten much bigger. I personally don't think it will ever die completely out, because they're going to have to get something mighty good to take its place.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're going to set me on fire. My brain is flaming. I don't know.
Burning Love from 1972, one of the last really major hits of Elvis Presley. This is the voice of Pat Boone.
I really will miss him, and I feel like there were great things still ahead for Elvis. But maybe, like a lot of us, he had wondered what an old Elvis Presley would be like. Now, of course, there never will be an old Elvis Presley. There'll always just be the King.
In 1969, the King returned to the stage when Bill Miller booked him at the International Hotel in Las Vegas.
A lot of people were skeptical, you know, whether he could come back and be as big as he was. He's the biggest thing that's ever played Las Vegas. Nobody's ever touched his attendance record. Many, many, many nights we just couldn't handle the people as big as the International is. We couldn't handle the people or the requests. I'll tell you, his performance was so outstanding and he was so sensational that anything he did, he just had the audience in the palm of his hand from the minute he came out. They were waiting for him.
The magic of Elvis Live is next when the history of rock and roll continues. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis recorded live.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is my first live appearance in 9 years. Thank you. One of the first records I recorded was back in 1927, I think it was. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day, or when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on to hearing your lines than to go on living without you. And the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? When I tried to think of a special song for tonight,
special song that really says something, you know, a message song. What'd I do? Oh, yeah, I came up with this. I looked her square in the eye because that's all she had was one big square eye right in the middle of her. I said, baby, she said, She was weird, too, you know, she... I got up real close to her, and it was a very tender, touching moment, you know, and I said, baby, baby, you ain't nothing but a hound dog, when I cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never got a rabbit, and you ain't no friend. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I met you like a man on a buzzing tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Yeah. Oh, well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Ooh, who do you think of when you have such a look? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. What's a hold my mind? I'm a little screwed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart, it scares me to death as you touch your mind. What a chill I've got, my lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I feel no way.
ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little screwed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl, and I love it. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. I look so like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's mine, but I cook, I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
We'll continue with Elvis Live in a moment. We continue now with Elvis, recorded live.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away. Dixieland,
sing it, Tully. You're on your own, man.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixieland. Away, in Dixieland, I'll bring my sky to live and die in Dixieland.
For Dixieland, I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
It would be amazing when a man would walk on stage. You just could feel the electricity and the crowd respond to him.
I thought it was fantastic. In the ghetto. I love In the Ghetto.
When I first heard he was dead, I was almost just in a state of shock just from hearing it. My main regret is that I never got to see the man perform.
Oh, well, I was so shocked. First of all, I got tears in my eyes. I didn't know what to do. And I remember running in the back here, and everybody said, it can't be true. And I says, well, it is. And I couldn't believe it.
I was struck more and more with the man's cool and decency when people would ask him questions. You know, interviewers would ask him some pretty sharp and hard questions, and he always responded like a gentleman.
Well, it was a stunning thing. Someone like Elvis, you don't expect to ever die. You think there will always be an Elvis.
I thought the man was fantastic. There'll never be another Elvis.
And now, the end is near, so I face final curtain, my friend. I'll say it clear, I state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every byway, oh, and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each chartered course, each careful step along the byway, oh, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. My fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. No, not me, I did it my way. Or what is a man, what has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the word he truly feels, and not the word. Falling in love with you. Shall
Elvis Presley. He had more top 10 singles, more consecutive top 10 records, more charted record sides, and more number one records than any performer in the history of rock music. His recorded voice has been heard by more people around the world than that of any other individual performer. Combining record sales, movie grosses, concert totals, and all Presley-related products, Elvis generated in his lifetime a total of $43 billion. He was, without question, the most important single force in the development of rock and roll. He was the king, and perhaps he achieved the impossible dream.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go. To right the unrightable wrong, to be better far than you are, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach unreachable stars. Without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And will be better for this. That one man, scorned and covered with stars, still strove with his last ounce of courage.
Elvis Aaron Presley, born January 8, 1935, died August 16, 1977. The history of rock and roll will continue in a moment.